Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games. Specters, welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, and Sam's not here this week, but taking his place is a whole host of patrons who are joining me, and we are going to do a quiz this week, and I'm super excited about this because Sam doesn't know it yet. This is going to be a different kind of quiz. First of all, this isn't patron versus patron. This isn't individual versus individual. This is patrons versus Sam. When we're done with this episode, I'm going to send him all the same questions with the same rules, no cheating, no looking things up. And we're going to find out in a future episode if Sam can beat our patrons. But they're all going to work together, and they all are being led by Genesis, who is their team captain. Welcome to the show, Jen. You get to be kind of like my surrogate co-host since you're team captain.
I can do surrogate co-host. hello. Yes, team captain Jen, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. We also have Apollo and Turbo and Mjamar and Magister and Edboy, and you're going to hear all of their voices, and at the end, they're of course going to share some of the other things that they're doing that they want you to check out and that kind of thing. But this is going to be a kind of just hodgepodge of different kinds of questions, but the thing that is not going to be asked is in-game lore, and I know it's a lore cast, so people are going to be like, what? Wait, what are you doing? This is like a meta quiz about the games and the creation of the games and those kinds of things. So how much do you know about that will be very important in this. So are you all ready? Everybody thumbs up, ready to go? I'm going to go through each question. I'm going to give you a minute for each question to kind of debate and share what you think. Jen is going to say, okay, well, we need to come up with a final answer. I think this is what we're going to put down as the final answer. Then we'll discuss. I'll share the answer for each question as we go, so you can find out which ones you got right and which ones you got wrong. You're going to tally up the points, and then we're going to see later on if Sam can beat your score. So it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, ready to start with question number one? All right, here we go. Question number one. What year, month, and day did Mass Effect 1 release? And you get 1 point for each. If you get the correct year, that's 1 point. The correct month, that's another point. And the correct day is another point. Discuss. What do you think?
April 21st, 2009.
Feel free to...
Mass Effect 1 release 07.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I thought it was 07 because stuff.
But the month and day, I don't know, man. I feel like it's fall for some reason, though.
A lot of games do release in the fall. That is a possibility.
That's really why, So
let's break it. Probably the easiest way to handle this is break down the year. Can you come to a consensus about the year? And then let's go to the month, and then the day is the hardest part.
I thought it was 07 for Mass Effect 1.
It's definitely 07. 100% it's 07.
All right, everyone seems to be nodding. Jen, are you happy with 07?
Yeah.
All right, you're going to lock that in. What do you think about the month? I see, I don't know.
Yeah, that, no clue.
I feel like September or October probably be the best bet. Those like the good release months.
Right.
All right, Sam Crow in chat is saying October. So Sam Crow in chat agrees with Magister. I'll give you about 10 more seconds to debate this one. What do you think? Any other justifications for why a certain month might be better?
Why did you say April 21st, Jen?
Yeah.
Because I think that's actually Shepard's birthday. I don't think that's right. But now I don't remember. So, no. the fall release date does sound right, though. So September or October is what we got to figure out.
All right, what do you think?
I feel like
hands up for September. And boy, you think October?
Yeah, because if it was September, it would have had to compete with Halo 3.
Mm.
So I think October makes more sense to release it. It doesn't have as much competition.
That's a justification. If that's all you got, then maybe that's what you need to go with. What do you think?
I'm with October if that's the case.
All right,
so October. Locking October 07. And is there any reason you would pick one day as opposed to another? Which day do you think? Even if you get the month wrong, if you get the day right, you still get a point. I think where there's always, 31 days in October? What do you think?
I don't know, October 7th?
you're just throwing out a number?
Yeah.
Maybe we should say that it was November 7th.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, what do you think? We gotta pick a number. Or you can change it.
We can put October 7th.
October
7th. If nobody has a hard feeling on the date.
All right. Yeah, I think everybody looks like, okay, yeah, that's fine. So you want to lock that in?
All right.
October 7th, 2007. That's what you locked in. All right. Let's start with the year. 2007 is correct. That one's right. The month was November and the day was the 20th. November 20th. 2007. So you get 1 point for that one. So you didn't miss it, the whole thing, but 1 point. The rest of that is hard, right? Like who remembers exactly the month and the day? It's tough to remember. All right. Question number two. What platforms was the game released on and in which order? Bonus points for the correct order that you say these in. So
Xbox was first. So, I know that.
All right. So what was that? Go ahead.
Xbox was first. I know that.
Okay. And Magister seems pretty sure about that one.
Yeah. I agree with him with the Xbox being first because and stuff.
Yeah. Because it was Xbox first and then Mass Effect 2 came on the PlayStation 2.
This is just Mass Effect 1.
So. Oh, it's just Mass Effect 1.
So whatever the other ones did doesn't matter for this. Just Mass Effect 1.
Wait, Mass Effect came out on the Xbox original?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, on 360. Yeah. Not on the original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they had to come up with the that comic book thing for PlayStation later on for Mass Effect 2.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are pretty sure about Xbox 360 as the first one?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Are there,
I don't know what system was out, but I know it came on Xbox first.
Okay, so what other platforms do you think it might have come out on?
Is it on PC?
Yeah, all those old BioWare games are on PC, because that's where I played Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Xbox and PC were a combo piece back in the day. It's like, one me on one, me on the other.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought it was Xbox, like you say, Xbox and PC, and then PlayStation. I just don't know if it got released on anything else. But what else was out back then?
Nothing important.
I mean, there was the Wii. I don't think there was a Wii version. I'm not gonna.
I hope not.
I'm not gonna tempt you with that because that seems ridiculous.
Even get released on the PlayStation.
I don't think it was until later.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like it wasn't until later, right?
Yeah, like when Mass Effect 2 came out, then I think they did, but I don't think it came out. That's why I think it was last. Mm. It didn't come out until 2 came out.
I think it was like a year or two after 2 came out.
Yeah.
So then on the platforms, we would put in the order Xbox 360, PC, then PlayStation?
Yeah, and I think it was PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, it sounds like you guys are all in agreement. Do you want to lock that one in?
Yes.
So you're saying Xbox 360, then PC, then PS3 in that order. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
All right. You get a point. You get a point for each of these. So it did come out in Xbox 360 first in 2007. Then it came out in Windows, which is PC, right? Then it came out in PS3. You got all three of these correct. So that's 3 points. I will give you a bonus point if you can tell me what year it came to Windows, to PC, and what year it came to PS3. real quick. Just throw out a quick answer. See if you can get these right.
Would that be 7, 8, 9?
You guys all have to agree.
All their games came out to PC a year after Xbox.
Oh, really?
Because that's how Knights of the Old Republic was, so I assume that's how Mass Effect was.
When did Mass Effect 2 come out? Because that's when...
2010.
That's when I think it came out for PlayStation. I don't think the original came out until the second one came out for PlayStation.
Oh, you know, even after that, because like I said, they had the comic book first. I don't think PlayStation had one for years.
I don't think it was until 2012 they got one.
Yeah. So 7, 8, and then 12.
All right. What do you think, Jen? Do you think that's correct? You guys don't seem to be arguing against that.
I'm good with that consensus. I wasn't around for the Mass Effect back in the original days. I wasn't the OG.
I don't either, so I don't know. Yeah.
Same.
All right. So it looks like a few people are saying, so Xbox, what was 2007? That's what you said, right? And then PC was 2008, and then 2012 for PlayStation. Final answer? You are correct. That is absolutely right.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 2 extra bonus points for that one. Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah, it wasn't until 2012 till PlayStation that you got.
I didn't even
2 or 3.
Sorry?
We gave 3 dates, so that's 3 points.
I already told you, you guys already got the first date with the first question since it was 2007, right? So there wasn't any ambiguity around that one. So you get 2 extra bonus points for the second and the third PC and
I'm trying to score us extra points.
Sorry, there's no chance you would have gotten the first one wrong. So
I didn't even know it had a separate PC release. I thought it came out at the same time.
So, okay, so here's a fun one. I feel like you probably will get this one. Who is the developer of Mass Effect 1?
BioWare?
Yeah.
It was Bethesda, right?
Why are you asking the actual names of the guys?
No, the company. So you're going with BioWare for that one?
Yeah.
All right, yes, yeah, so you get that one right. Correct. Okay. Next question, who was the publisher?
For the first Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 1.
Yep. For the first Mass Effect, it would have been Microsoft Studios because it was an exclusive for Xbox at the time.
Ooh.
Makes
sense. I don't hear any dissent.
Because when you play it on the 360, you get like the old school Microsoft Game Studios logo. You don't have any EA at all.
Yeah, EA wasn't until like Mass Effect 3, I think. That's when it got messed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two or three.
Jen, what do you think?
I mean, Ed Boy seems pretty confident on that one. Microsoft Game Studios is what it's called.
Yeah.
All right. Locked it in. The answer is Microsoft Game Studios. You're right. Ed Boy's correct. Nailed it. I thought that one might be a little tricky with EA and that, but you got it. All right. Number 5. Here we go. This is a multiple choice. I'm going to give you 5 possible answers. You just have to pick the correct one. What game engine does Mass Effect 1 use? Source, Unreal Engine 3, the id engine, Frostbite, or a proprietary in-house BioWare engine? What do you think?
I know it's not Frostbite.
Yeah, it's not.
I believe it's Unreal Engine. Unreal Engine 3. Because I remember like the title screen, you can see like the trademark for Unreal Engine.
Yeah, I think everything back then used that, right? Mostly?
But it is very popular. But yeah, not everything used it.
Yeah, wasn't that why it was so easy for them to do the whole release with just switching over, running through a program and doing color codes and all that fun stuff? That was the same engine?
Yeah.
All right.
Unreal 3 sounds right to me. It feels right.
Okay, I'm not seeing any dissent. Do you want to lock that one in?
I'm seeing nods, so I think we're good.
Lots of nods. All right, locking in. you went with B, Unreal Engine 3, and you are correct. Yes, that one is correct too. And Edboy's tactic on this, trying to remember what was on the title screens, is a really, that's a really good method to know this stuff. Absolutely. All right, number.
I played a lot of Mass Effect 1.
Here's number question number 6. Within 5 points, what was Mass Effect 1's Metacritic score on Xbox 360? And this is the official reviewer score out of 100. This isn't the user ratings, which can still fluctuate even today. This is the review score, the final review score after all the reviews came out.
Wasn't it 97? Or am I thinking wrong?
There's no way it was that high. It was so, like, it was so mechanically dysfunctional. There's no way it was that high. I feel like it was like in the 80s. But I could be wrong.
All right, we've got one offer for high 90s, one offer for 80s. Anybody else?
Because I just remember Mass Effect 2 getting way higher scores than 1. 1 was like...
All right. Any other thoughts on this one? Nobody else is chiming in.
It makes sense that it would be in the, I would say, the mid-80s, because I think 1 was kind of like a cult classic game up until 2 came out.
Any other thoughts on this one? So do you want to offer a number, Ed? Is there a number you think?
I guess 85.
All right, Ed says 85.
So anybody? What if we go like 81 or 82 to cover both sides?
So you have to be within 5 points, right? So
I feel like it wasn't that low, though. Like,
if
I feel
we
like
go 85, it could be anywhere from 80 to 90, and then we'd be covered.
You think there's a chance it was a 90?
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, I think there's a chance.
I've seen some debate here. What do you think? I'll give you 10 more seconds.
And then, I say we go 85, just to be right in the middle.
5 seconds. Jen, you're going to have to make a decision.
85.
So you're going to say 85.
We'll lock it in.
All right, locking in 85. The Metacritic score on the Xbox 360. 91.
Oh,
so close. So close. That was a good debate, though, because 91 does feel a little high, but 91, they got a good score.
Should have said 86.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Question number 7. What game did BioWare release just before Mass Effect 1 to positive reviews but disappointing sales? What was the game that came out before Mass Effect 1 by BioWare?
Empire?
I heard a few different answers.
Knights of the Old Republic was more like, because I played that when I lived in an apartment that I moved out of in 2004. It might have been Knights of the Old Republic 2.
I think it was Jade Empire. I think Jade Empire was released after Star Wars, but before like Dragon Age and Mass Effect.
Yeah, Jade Empire is like 05-06, so yeah, it might be that.
All right, you got two people for Jade Empire. We've got some debate about some other ones. What do you think?
Jade Empire was 05 or 06, and that's after the KOTOR games.
All right. Jade Empire sounds good to me.
All right, locking in Jade Empire. You are correct. Very, very good. Man, you guys are good at this. You guys are doing really well. All right, number
Jade Empire.
Number 8. This was kind of this one's kind of a gimme. Which two actors voiced Commander Shepard?
Jennifer Hale and Mark Meer.
Locking it
Any
in?
Debates on these ones?
Yes, lock it in.
Lock it in. All right. Yes, you are correct. I thought this would be fun, especially if you guys all went against each other, because sometimes you know how there's just like a name on the tip of your brain and you're just like, oh my God, what is their name? Oh, I can't quite get it. So I didn't know if that was going to happen. But yes, absolutely. Those are the two actors. Number 9. Here we go. Similar question that we already had for Mass Effect 1. What year, month, and day did Mass Effect 2 release? And again, you get 1 point for each of the year, the month, and the day.
It's 2010, but I think I don't know the month. I feel like it was like earlier in the year, but I'm not sure.
All right, so let's talk year first. You're saying 2010. Does anybody else agree or disagree with that?
I guess 2010 or 2011.
Seen some nods.
Yeah, I thought it was 2010 because they didn't come out with 2011 for PC and then 2012 for PlayStation, right? Or did it all come out at once? I can't remember.
They came with 2012 PlayStation and Mass Effect 3. But yeah, Mass Effect 2 is 2010. I feel like I want to say March, but.
All right, so Jen, do you feel good about 2010? Let's do like we did in the previous, like lock in the year, lock in the month. So is 2010 the year you're going to go with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 2010, what about the month? What month do you think?
Mm.
Crickets in the background. I mean, did you put like sound effects? Cricket.
Well,
any ideas?
Do you feel like it was earlier in the year?
Honestly, it's just vibes. I'm going off vibes with that one. I'm not sure though.
Right when it came out?
What was that, Apollo? Say that again.
I was asking Ed Boy if he played it right when it came out.
Kind of. So I do feel like it was early on the year. Because I remember I had a friend that was playing it over the summer also.
Mm.
Okay. All right. So what do you think? We need a suggestion for a specific month. What are the vibes saying?
I'm leaning towards March.
I'm leaning towards March 28th, 2010. That's my guess.
All right. So a lot of you are saying March. Do you want to lock March in?
Yeah. We'll lock in March.
Okay. Now what day? What day do you think? MJamar says what, 28th? That's what you said?
Yeah, March 28th, 2010. It just feels right for some reason. I don't know why.
If you got vibes, I can go with vibes.
All right, yeah, no other offers.
But if someone else has something, please, because that's pure vibes.
I got nothing.
I'm cool going off vibes.
All right.
I got nothing either.
28th. Is that what you're locking in, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you said March 28th, 2010. 2010 is correct. You got that part.
Yeah.
It was January. You were right. It is early in the year. It was very, very early in the year, January. And you were very close on the day, the 26th. So very close. The vibes were there, but just a little bit off. So yeah, that one's close. All right, let's do the same thing for question 10 with Mass Effect 3. So like, we're getting closer and closer to like time to us now. So maybe that'll make this one easier. So what year? Let's just start with the year. What year was Mass Effect 3 released? And then we'll do the month and then the day. What do you think?
3 that was one we said 2012, yeah.
All right, so you guys feel good about 2012? You want to lock that in?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the month?
Did Mass Effect 3 get delayed at all? Was it supposed to come out in March and then came out like another month later?
I have no idea.
Yeah, doesn't you see a lot of shaking heads? Like a lot.
Because I almost feel like Maul had the date for ME3 because March 28th for Mass Effect 3 does sound right.
Maybe that was what I was feeling then. Yeah.
So you want to take the same answer and just move it over?
Almost, because like it does sound, because I do know it came out in March. March sounds perfect, but I don't know if it got delayed into April either. So I thought it got delayed at least like once.
It feels like it released in the spring, like spring, early summer, like May, March, April, one of those months. But
okay, early in the year again.
Once again, pure maybe. Vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where my vibe for April 21st came from.
Maybe. Like, we want to try that?
Yeah, lock in a month. What do you think? What's your gut tell you?
We want to go with March or April, guys.
Let's go March.
I guess March. I think March.
Okay, we'll go March.
Are you locking in March? And then what day?
Mm-hmm.
You might just have to pick a number. Like this March, is the hardest part.
March 21st.
Right? Jen, what do you think?
I'm good with the 21st.
All right, yeah, March 21st, 2012. 2012 is correct. You got that one. March is correct. You got that one. Congratulations. It was the 6th, so it was earlier in March. Yep. But you got 2 points for that one, so that one, very good. All right. Number 11. We're going to do number 11 and then do the mid break. So number 11, and this one's way closer to us in time. When did Mass Effect Andromeda release? Year, month, and day. What year was it? What do you think?
It was 2017, right?
All right. We have an offer for 2017. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 2017.
Anybody else remember? I see a lot of shrugs, a lot of, I don't know.
Sounds right.
I mean, kind of blotted it out of my memory, so can't really tell.
Okay.
2017 does sound right, yeah.
All right, so I'm seeing a lot of agreement about 2017. Jen, do you feel good about that?
Yep.
Okay, 2017, what month? Does anybody have any recollection?
I could have. I don't think it came early in the year. I don't remember it coming.
Like maybe later.
Yeah.
I almost want to say November.
Yeah, thinking vibes is given November.
Because I don't, and I want to say, but did this one come out on the 7th? Did they do an N7 or that was just a release trailer? I can't remember.
So Turbo thinks maybe this is N7 day, which would have been celebrated by that point. People would have known about that.
I mean, I'm good with N7 day.
Yeah.
I'm good
right.
with that.
I'm seeing some nods. All right. Do you guys want to lock in November 7th? You said 2017. That was the day. That mm-hmm. was the year. All right. Locking in. 2017 yep. is correct. You get a point for that one. And this is kind of funny because it was March 21st, which is kind of nuts because you what? Kept tossing around March. You kept tossing around the 21st as a date.
I was thinking of Dragon Age Inquisition from November.
It was March. And on top of you guys, you already mentioned the day on the previous answer. Maybe this is what you were thinking of.
The vibes were mixed up.
Yeah. Oh, very close. Very close. So you get 1 point for that question. I'm kind of impressed. I mean, this is hard and you were very close and you got some of the details right on a few of them. So very cool. All right. We need to go thank our patrons, you guys, and everybody else. Don't go anywhere. We've got a bunch of other questions, and you guys are killing it. So we'll have to see how you do for the rest of this. Here we go.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this
Lorecast
is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. Thank you to all the patrons who support us on patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast. And big shout out to our Shepherd tier patrons, Ed Boy, Kiracy, Lieutenant Tucino, and William. Thank you so much for your support. We don't have any new patrons this week to shout out. We don't have any new reviews to read. And that just means we've got more time for the quiz. So that's a lot of fun. If you'd like to join us on the Patreon, get ad-free episodes and t-shirts and join us for patron chats and all sorts of other things, go check that out. And you can also leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and we'll read that out on a future episode of the show. You can rate it on Spotify. You can share it with your friends and do all those other things that we talk about all the time. Thank you so much for all of the support. All right, let's get to the rest of the quiz. Here we go.
Spit it out. Or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, here we go. Question 12. We're going to go in a different direction with this question. Jen, do you have a question?
I don't have a question, but I wanted to give kind of an update. Out of the possible 24 points so far, we have gotten 17 out of 24 points in the first half.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. So question 12, this one is a multiple answer question. The answer to this one is just a number, but there's a bonus part. How many Mass Effect novels were released alongside the original trilogy? How many total novels were released? Sam and I talk about these. They come up on the show a lot. They get referenced, especially in these like in-between episodes, you know, between the games, that kind of thing.
Was it three?
So Paulo says three.
I feel like I've read three novels.
Yeah, I actually want to say three.
Are we including the graphic novels or just like pure novels?
So these are novels. These are books with text. Okay. These are not graphic
then
novels.
Then I
or
think
comics.
It was three. Okay. I think
three
I've
or
read...
was it four?
Are we... You're not counting the Andromeda novel art, right?
So this is four alongside the original trilogy.
Right.
Oh, okay, then three.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going with three. You're locking it in. Three.
Yep.
All right, the answer is four.
Ah.
Now, I'll give you a bonus point for each one you can name.
Retribution. Redemption.
And Revelation.
Revelation
and then deception.
So you're gonna have to have a final answer here to give me four altogether, so I can if you just keep throwing out.
No, those the
have
the,
you done four?
Four names?
Have you done four only?
Yeah.
Okay, because it was kind of kept going, so I just want to make sure it wasn't like shooting them down or agreeing or whatever. All right, so that's going to be your answer. Is those four? What were they again?
Retribution, redemption, revelation, and deception.
All right. Congratulations. You got 3 points. You got three of them correct. It's in order. It was revelation, ascension. That's the one you missed. Retribution and deception. So very good. That was very, very close. All right. You got points for those. Number 13. How many Mass Effect novels were released alongside Andromeda? Same kind of thing, just looking for a number.
Was it one or two?
I've seen a lot of blank faces. Everyone's like, don't know. It was Andromeda.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, I own one. I thought I bought all the Mass Effect novels, and I only have one Andromeda novel, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I thought there was only one.
There was one with Korra, I think, that came out with the game.
Or another
and
one?
I think it was Nexus Uprising that came out with the game.
I know that I've read Uprising.
I've read Uprising, and I haven't read the one with Korra, so that would be two. Right?
Yeah, but I don't remember when the Korra novel came out with the game or before it. Or after, even.
Magister in chat says there can only be one. All right, what do you think? Just need a number.
What was the exact wording on the question again?
How many Mass Effect novels were released alongside Andromeda?
Yeah, alongside. Well, I think there's only one.
Right, like it doesn't mean at the same release date. It means as part of the whole initiative of like, hey, we made a new game, here are some novels, and of course they would have released at different dates. Or
so
maybe there was one novel.
In that case, I think it would be actually free.
Another way to think of this is how many Mass Effect one? Andromeda novels are there? That would be a more general way of saying it.
I can't remember the name of the third one, but it was about like the Quarian Elk and the Elko and all that stuff. Volus, etc.
All right, what do you think, Jen? You got to pick a number.
Should we go with all three then? Three books, guys?
Yeah, fuck it, sure.
All right, let's do it live.
We'll do it live.
Are you going three? That's your answer?
I'll put this one on Ed Boy. I'm going with his three.
All right.
So you're trusting
Ed Boy on this one. And it's a good thing you did, because it is three. You are right. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. All right. What are the names of the three? I'll give you a bonus point for each of those. What are the names of the three novels? You started talking about them. You threw out some words.
Ascension.
That's the only
one I know.
No, Ascension would be for the original. I think it was Initiation, Uprising, and I want to say Destruction for the third one.
All right, what do you think? Anybody else?
Initiation?
Uprising. And then I think this Destruction. I'm not sure about Destruction.
Anyone else have any thoughts on that? Because he doesn't sound sure, but it looks like nobody else is sure either.
I've never read an Andromeda novel.
Yeah, I feel like it's better than anything else, so.
All right, so you're going with those? What were those again, Jen?
Initiation, Uprising, and Destruction.
All right, I will give you Uprising, because earlier you said Nexus Uprising as the full title. You did mention that, so I'm just going to take you as referring to that, so you get a point for that. The other two are Initiation, which you got, and Annihilation, which is a synonym of Destruction. So very close, but it was called Annihilation. So there you go. 2 points, 2 bonus points on that one. Congratulations. All right, number 14. Name one of the 6 comic book series or single issue comics released about Mass Effect. Just one of them.
An Apollo question.
I thought this one might be tricky. That's why I only picked one.
Don't turn around.
Yeah, I thought this one would be tricky. That's why I only said only one. You just need to pick one.
I read them as the whole book, though. I didn't buy them as individual comics. I bought the book that had them all in it.
So the words here are comic book series. So that could be like a series all packed together into like one volume, or it could be single individuals. So as long as you get one of the names right, I will give this to you. Crickets. More crickets.
I don't know them, guys. I don't know them.
I feel like the whole book that I've got that's like this thick is just called Mass Effect. But
I've never read the comics, but I know it's been mentioned on the Lolcast, and I want to say Redemption.
Maybe that's where I had Redemption stuck in my head for the novel book.
They are very similar words. You want to go with Redemption? Is that the one you want to throw in there?
Yeah.
Because pretty sure that's where like the 6 part Liara video podcast came from.
All right, Jen, are you locking that in?
We'll lock in Redemption.
All right, Redemption is correct. That is one of them. Also, Evolution, Invasion, Homeworlds, Foundation, and Discovery. Or the others.
I was thinking Homecoming. I don't know why.
Yeah, it would have been close. All right, let's move. Now we're moving into the final section of the quiz. We're going to do, these are 6 more questions, and these are all true or false. So all you have to do is decide true or false. That's it. Got it? So the first one is also about comics. On May 4th, 2013, a single issue comic was released for Free Comic Day. Remember, this is a true or false question, named Mass Effect, He Who Laughs Best, featuring a story focused on Joker. I'll read it again. On May 4th, and I'm not gonna be like, no, it was released on May 3rd. I'm not gonna trick you, right? So May 4th, 2013, a single issue comic was released for Free Comic Book Day named Mass Effect, He Who Laughs Best, featuring a story focused on Joker. Is this true or false?
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Yeah.
I feel like there's a thing in the comic, in the big comic book, where Joker steals the Normandy and it's how he becomes the pilot. But I don't know if it was released on Free Comic Book Day.
Let's go true then.
That it feels so right. Like this has got to be one of those amazing true facts.
So you're leaning to, I feel like the group's leaning towards true. Does anybody else feel like that's not true?
We'll go with true.
You're going to go with true. You're locking in true. You are correct. It is true. This was a thing. It was a free comic and it was about Joker called He Who Laughs Best. So pretty fun, right? All right. This is actually 16 in the list. The second true or false question. On April 1st, 2012, Bethesda's website was briefly taken over by Reapers who destroyed sections of the homepage.
Oh, that's got to be a cute April Fool's joke.
Yeah, true.
That sounds like something that they would do. Wait, does it have an official Mass Effect website? Or did you just say their page, like the BioWare page?
It says BioWare's website in the question.
You said Bethesda the first
time. Oh, did I say Bethesda? It's a B. Like, it's one of those things my brain does. Yeah, chat pointed out. One of the things my brain does is if you have similar letters, like it, I transpose words, and I, my other shows are about Bethesda games. So BioWare, it was, Bethesda's not in the question. BioWare's website is officially the question.
Feels like something they do right
before. In what year was it?
2012, right before Mass Effect 3.
So wait, April 1st, 2012.
So that would have been right after Mass Effect 2 released. Yeah, I could see that as a continuing hype.
Mm. All right, got to lock in something. What do you think?
I'm going with true.
You guys locking in true?
Okay. Yep.
All right, the answer is false. I just made this one up because I thought it would have been awesome, but it did not actually happen. How cool would that have been? You start playing Mass Effect 3, and then the April Fools, you get, like, the website goes down because Reapers start blowing up parts of the homepage. That would have been cool, but sorry, you didn't get it right.
A better timeline.
in a better timeline. All right, question 17. Leading up to the release of Mass Effect 3, BioWare, not Bethesda, and General Mills ran a cross-promotion that rebranded special boxes of Cheerios as Blastos, and featured boxes with either male or female Shepard as the focus and the character Blasto in the background. True or false?
I want to say false. At least it didn't happen near me.
Do you eat Cheerios? Is that like a regular thing?
Yeah, I eat only Cheerios. So I'm like, I never saw a Cheerios box like that. I would have bought the shit out of that.
You don't eat anything other than Cheerios?
Yeah, I eat them dry.
But like no vegetables or fruits or... meats. My diet is consumed of just only Cheerios.
Only Cheerios for cereal.
got it.
As much as I want to say true on this, I'm thinking false.
I want this to be true, but it's not. I don't think it is.
All right, so you guys are leaning towards false. Do you want to lock that in?
Yeah.
All right, you're locking in false. You are correct. That is not true. I just made that up because I thought that would be awesome as well. Like, wouldn't that be cool to have buy some Blastos? Like a box of Blastos? Yeah, and Magister shaking his head like, yeah.
Normandy inside the cereal box.
Right. I debated using Lucky Charms instead and having like little Normandy, little marshmallows, but I was like, no, Blastos makes more sense for Cheerios. So yeah, false. You get that one. That is correct. All right. Speaking of Blasto, there was a single issue comic released in November of 2012, which featured the Hanar Spectre titled Mass Effect Blasto, Eternity is Forever. True or false?
I can remember a comic book cover with a Hanar on the front of it. I don't know if I'm making this up. I could have sworn there's one comic with a Hanar on front of it. I don't know if it's Blasto, though.
No, I feel like I think you're correct. I'm just trying to figure out if that was like fan made or an actual thing.
I know because I don't remember if it appears in the. I just know I've seen a comic book cover with a Hanar on the front. I just don't remember if it was actual like.
All right, what do you
like canon or if a fan made it?
All right, anyone else want to chime in? What do you think?
I feel like there's a Hanar thing in that big comic book thing I have.
So I'm leaning towards true.
I lean towards true.
Tale of Blasto comic does sound right. Let's go for it.
All right, locking in true. That is correct. This is a real thing. There is a Blasto comic, which is also super cool. So very good. You guys nailed that one. All right, let's get down to the last two questions. Still true or false? As part of the promotions for Mass Effect Andromeda in March of 2017, the Mass Effect Adult Coloring Book, yes, that's its name, was released with 45 original line art images for you to color in. Images included scenes and characters from the entire trilogy through Andromeda. True or false?
Wait, so is there a coloring book? Because there is. Yeah, there is an adult coloring book.
Yeah, I do remember hearing about this around.
I own a Mass Effect coloring book. I don't know if it's called adult coloring book. I'd have to go I dig it out, which I can't do. But I have a Mass Effect coloring book.
I'm going to go with Turbo on this one. If he says he's got a coloring book, he's got a coloring book.
All right, locking it in. Locking it in. All right. And you're right. You are correct. Yes, it is. It's just called the Mass Effect Adult Coloring Book. That's all. That's the title.
I got mine on Amazon.
that's what it's called. It's got pictures from the whole trilogy and Andromeda. It is absolutely a thing. And Turbo has it. I didn't know if any of you would have it. That's hilarious. That's awesome. All right. Final question.
I'll put that in my box at a different date.
Final question. And you guys are scoring really well. Sam's going to have a hard time beating you, I think. All right. Final question. While voicing the elusive man, actor Martin Sheen wanted his character to sound like he had a cigarette in his mouth. But since he didn't smoke, he would suck on a pen while delivering his lines. True or false?
That is true. That is definitely true, in my opinion.
Do you know, or are you guessing?
I'm going to say I know because I saw like an interview or something about that, but he did say that.
Yeah, because I remember hearing something about like him needing to do something to make his voice sound like that. So I'll go with true.
What was that, Magister?
I feel like you guys mentioned it on the podcast. Like
that, yeah, that's the pretty sure that's where I heard it. Yeah, but I can't remember if it was sucking on a pen though. But I'll go with true though.
Mm-hmm. All right. It sounds like you guys are pretty sure about this. Jen, you want to lock in true?
Yep.
All right. That one is true. It is true. And when you think about it, in the scenes where he's talking and smoking, it sounds like he has something in his mouth, right? Like the delivery is appropriate for what you're seeing. So yeah, it was a pen. He picked up a pen and would hold it in his mouth in order to kind of pantomime and talk, which is really pretty cool. So there you go. All right. That is the whole quiz. I feel like you knocked it out of the park. There were definitely some you didn't get, but I feel like you got most of them right. Jen's adding them up. Turbo, do you have a question?
Yeah, just a quick question, because when we first started out, my thing glitched for a second. What did we get right for the date for number one?
I believe it was just the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just trying to figure out the actual what the correct answer was, because I wanted to have it written down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you only got the year for that one. Yeah, the actual answer is November 20th, 2007. So where are you at, Jen? She's doing the math real quick. You guys feel pretty good about this? You think you can beat Sam?
I know what we got as our total, but I'm totaling up the total number of possible points.
Yeah, I should have done that already. I didn't come up with a total for that. But what was the total number at? Here, I'll talk to the rest of the group while you're adding it up. You guys feel like you did good enough to beat Sam? What do you think?
I think we can tie him at least, or we can give him a run for his money. I don't know if we can beat Sam.
He's going to get those novels questions right that we missed.
Yeah. The only thing we may be able to beat him by is maybe year and maybe the coloring book. I don't know if he's seen the coloring book or the comics. I don't know if Sam's read the comics.
Yeah, some
he's
of these
definitely read the comics.
He's going to watch this.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Some of these are fairly vague though, and most of them have not been explicitly stated on the show. Or if they were, it was very brief. It was just kind of an aside somewhere. So, and we've done so many episodes, like trying to remember every little thing we've ever covered is kind of impossible. So
Shepherd's birthday is April 21st.
I really feel like that's Shepherd's birthday.
Yeah, we can Google that.
That's a legendary date for the founding of Rome. I wouldn't think it'd be a coincidence if they made it the same date as the founding of Rome.
April 11th. Oh. It's April 11th. So you were close. But yeah,
I don't know why 21st was just in my head for a whole bunch of these things, but I do have our grand totals
now. All right, what's the grand total?
Out of a possible 40 points, 40, mm-hmm. we got 29.
Nice. That's really solid, especially for these not being lore questions or gameplay questions. These are like, did you remember this date or was Blasto in a comic book? Like these are pretty obscure. You guys killed it. Congratulations.
Strong, see?
Yeah, no, this is real good. And I I guarantee there are some of these that Sam will not get the answer on, because they definitely didn't come up anywhere. Some of them I just made up. Who knows? Maybe I'll fool him. But I guess we'll find out. But congratulations. I think this is very strong. I wish he could be here in order to take this along so we would know right now what the solution is to this. Next week, we actually have a very special episode we already pre-recorded with some other hosts on the network talking about, is Shepard actually Space Jesus? Let's look at the evidence for that. So that'll be fun coming up. So it'll probably be 2 weeks from now until Sam and I have a brand new episode we can do where we talk about the results, and I'll share his results, and we'll see if he won, and then we can kind of follow it up. Who knows? Maybe next month we do like a follow-up match and see if you can, whoever wins can hold the title or not. Could be fun. But thank you for joining me, everybody. This is super fun. Any other things you want to share before we wrap it up? Any other thoughts on any of these questions or beating Sam? Anybody?
No, this was a great list of questions.
You should have spoke up on one of them, Apollo?
There was one that was false, and I was thinking, no, that's false, but I just kept my mouth shut. I shouldn't have.
Yeah, you never know, right? Like, how sure am I? I don't really know. And thanks, Jen. Thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed the questions. Yeah, I hope these were challenging, but not too hard. But clearly, you got most of the points, so they weren't super hard. But yeah, thank you for joining me, everybody. All right, let's go back through, and feel free to share other things that you've got going on, you want to put out into the world. We'll start with Jen and go through the list on the screen.
Yeah, hi, I'm Genesis, and I have two shows that are a part of the network, the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we explore the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future for all things cyberpunk. My other show is Two Girls, One Ship, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer, including all of the OG trilogy, Mass Effect characters. 2025, we are going to hit Andromeda.
Nice. Yeah, and you can go listen to that on whatever podcast you're listening to this on, or find it at robotsradio.net, because they're part of the network. Awesome. Thanks for joining. Good job with team captaining. Clearly, yay, you did a good job. You got a lot of points. So nice. All right, Apollo, anything you want to share?
I have nothing going on. I'm just excited for the Olympics, as my hat indicates.
Awesome. What's your favorite thing? Like, what event are you most looking forward to?
I mean, this is a U.S. women's national team hat, so that's that, obviously. But I love some Olympic swimming.
Yeah. It's one of those events where you get to check out a lot of sports that you normally don't watch, you know, and you're just like, oh, that's awesome. These people are amazing. Thanks for joining us, Apollo. Turbo, anything you want to share?
I got nothing going on.
Well, thanks for being here. You've got this going on. You've got us.
Yeah, this and then the Cyberpunk one next week.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have fun with that. Thanks for being here. M. Jamar, thanks for returning. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It's good to be back. I don't really got much going on, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I hope y'all have a good rest of your night.
Thanks, man. You too. And always good to see you. And then Magister also, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Magister DeVita. Don't got anything going on right now, but always a pleasure to come on to the podcast and see everyone.
Awesome. And then Ed Boy wrapping it up. Ed, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Just on the Discord, want to talk about Mass Effect. I seem to be talking a lot about the endings of 3 lately. So if you want to discuss that and why I think Synthesis sucks, then...
Oh, yeah. No. Them's fighting words. You know what happens when you start talking the endings. That's what happens. Yeah, go argue with Ed Boy on the Discord if you want to stand up for Synthesis. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. This has been super fun, and I'm so excited to see how Sam does on this. After we're done with the show, I'm going to send him a version without any answers and be like, hey, do this quiz. Let's see how you do, buddy. And we'll find out. But thanks for being here. Thanks for being here, chat, and everyone else who listens and tunes in every month. We really do appreciate it. We'll see you next week when we've got that special episode coming out. That won't be streamed live because it's already recorded. So we won't have a live stream next week, but we'll be back the week after that. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning into the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.